Travel is something very dear to my heart, but sometimes flights and accommodation can be quite expensive. What I love about being with you is that together we can learn about the small town life in the Western Cape. This morning I'll be finding out a little bit about a small valley, which is Gamkaskloof, which was established back in 1830. Joining me now on the line is Pieter Joubert, the fifth generation on a farm in the area. Pieter, good morning. Welcome to the show. Now, the earliest inhabitants of the valley were the Sand Bushmen, and in the early 1830s, the first Boer wandered into the valley and found it fertile with abundant water and made it their home. Tell us a little bit about how the valley of Gamkaskloof, it's quite a tongue twister, evolved over the years but still kept its own identity.
Hi, good afternoon, yeah. Gamkaskloof is originally in the Swartberg Mountains, stretching from the east to the west, folded in the Swartberg Mountains. And, you know, Gamkaskloof is actually, for those Bushmen people, it was actually a good hideaway. And it was nestled down at the bottom here for people that stayed here for more than 200 years. Like those early farm people that came in at that 1800s and started putting up houses and then started with schools and educate people. But although they was isolated, they kept a good living down in the bottom. So yeah, it was definitely Gamkaskloof is a unique place just to visit and to see the unique nature around us. It's magnificent. The mountain folds, the wildlife, the birds, and then especially down at the bottom where the Gamka River goes through the river, through the valley to the more to the seaside, to Gerritsmond. That's magnificent.
To be honest, my producer Taryn told me about what we're going to talk about today, and he said Gamkaskloof, and I've never heard about it before, and he said it's a little valley in the Western Cape. But before we talk more about this area, and you're going to share with us about a little car which got through the valley as well, where did the name Gamkaskloof, where did that originate from, and what does it mean?
Yeah, most of the people originally, they heard about Gamkaskloof, but you know, the nickname that the valley got was that the hell. And it's coming for more than 200 years, and there's a lot of theories that people say, well, I was the first guy that named the place the hell. Some even say that it's hell hot down at the bottom, like today it is, 34 in the shade, will be nearly roughly 40 in the sun. So yeah, it could be for the extremeness of the valley that it was hell hot. But you know, for the Kloofers, it was only a nickname, and they were quite cross about that name, the hell. So for the descending of the helling could also be a second meaning for heading to more to the Boer, to say we're going down to the hell. So actually where the name the hell comes from, nobody knows today.
Before we got chatting about this little valley, you said it's not a little town but a valley. What is the difference between the two?
There was like a town, you would say there was more people or more houses that's more close by. There will be a church in the middle and all that. The valley is more scattered, so the whole length of 20 kilometers, these houses along this riverbed or along this Gamkaskloof. So it's more scattered all along, and that's houses, or the houses that we rent out today as accommodation for people. So you can stay in one of those old cottages where there was people in, say, roughly till 1981.
Now, it is approximately about 100 kilometers from Oudtshoorn. Are you seeing a lot of people stopping by in Gamkaskloof, especially from their way from Cape Town to Oudtshoorn or Oudtshoorn to Cape Town?
Definitely, yes, yeah. You know, especially for the Swartberg Pass, everybody wants to do it on their bucket list. And while you're doing the Swartberg Pass, it's always there, always pop up. And then to drive into Gamkaskloof, to see and feel that experience, to sit down here at the restaurant, drink a beer, hear a little bit of the stories and all the history, and look through all the photos, it's always a must. And yeah, I see hundreds, I see even thousands of people in good years. But yeah, the Karoo and even Gamkaskloof is dry this year. So yeah, so we hope that there's a lot of people for the new season, for this new year.
And we're definitely pushing for that as well. And you are talking about lots of people driving through. And talking about that driving, you did mention to me as well that you wanted to talk about a little car which drove through that valley. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it never drove through the valley, but it came in. It's now, this year it's about 61 years ago that the two twin brothers, Ben van Sail and Dirk van Sail, walked into the kloof via the onderpoort, we call, that's the poort or the canyon that's coming from Kalisdorp side. And by just visiting the kloof, they came to a family with the name Sneeman. And they spent the weekend there. And after that weekend, that family was so magnificent for these two strangers that they decided to bring them a vehicle to Gamkas Kloof. In those days, before there was a road, the road only came in at 9th August 1962. The road was open to Gamkas Kloof or the hell. So everything before 1962, everything was carried out on a donkey back or on somebody's back via the ports all the way up to the Groot Karoo or down to Kalisdorp. So with the visit, they realized that there's no mechanical or any driven vehicle in Gamkas Kloof. So they decided to bring in them a little Morris 8 vehicle as a present. On the long weekend of 10, 11, and 12 or, October, over that Paul Kreer's Day long weekend, they brought in this little vehicle through the Boerpoort, the one that's coming from the north side. It's about 9 miles long, and today's talk about 15 kilometers. And then, yeah, they carried the little vehicle about 90%, 100% through the whole stretch of that 9 miles. And then they've used about 10 people. So that's basically it's by Ben van Sail, Dirk van Sail, Isaac Berger, Andries van der Berg, Martin Sneeman, that's also going to be the owner eventually, and then his son, Martin Sneeman, Piet Cordier, Martins Mostert, Hans Mostert, and Isaac Neft, were the 10 people that carried the vehicle in from that morning, 9:30 a.m. till 9:15 p.m. that evening. And they also used about 4 donkeys, Afrikaans names, Kaptein or Captain, then Makluk, that's easy, and then Dynamite and Michael were the 4 animals that was used during this whole trip to bring it in. So yeah, and then the media were definitely there. There's very, very nice articles that came out in the Burger and also those days in the Landstem. So yeah, for them, it was a piece of history that they brought into Gamkas Kloof to bring that Sneeman family a vehicle just to go up and down in the valley with the old little donkey car roads. So yeah, and still today, it's still survived. It's not running anymore, but it's still at the restaurant, so people can have a look at it, take a picture, and then page the album through to see how they brought it in step by step over the boulders, through and up the sand, and through the canyon the whole way step by step.
If you have just joined us, it's the Cape Talk Weekend Early. I'm Keenan Williams with you all the way till 6 o'clock. We're in conversation with Pieter Joubert, and he's the fifth generation on a farm in the area of Gamkas Kloof, and that's a little valley just 100 kilometers from Oudtshoorn. Pieter, according to an online search, the valley is one of the most historic places in the world and still has many, many untold stories and secrets. Could you maybe share with us some of those unknown facts about the valley which we might not know about here in Cape Town?
Yeah, definitely. First thing is that the valley is a World Heritage Site. I think most of this area is the only unique little valley that's still a World Heritage Site. And then, yeah, one of the big wonders down in Gamkas Kloof, in some of the months you go and sit down there at the canyon, and we call it Skietkrans. It's a hole through the mountains, and then when the wind goes around like a sharp bend, like an elbow, it makes a big vacuum. It makes like a hell of a sound, like a cannon sound or 303 shot. And you can even hear that big bang for about 8 to 9, 10 kilometers further away from the canyon. So something unique that people don't know about the kloof. There's a lot of bird species, about 270 bird species are down in Gamkas Kloof from the turnoff. And then, yeah, there's a lot of small little facts and small little stuff that people can see, how the people build it down at the bottom, the old Norse mill, how the people used to do their own flour at the bottom here. A lot of activities, bicycles, routes and stuff that the people can do on the roads. And then, yeah, and then even on the end of the long day or hot day like today, you can walk down to the big water pool there at the bottom there at Koningsgat to have a nice river swim.
Now, Pieter, you are talking about the 200-odd bird species that you can find in on the valley as well. What sort of wildlife and bird species can people expect to see in the region?
Yeah, there's quite a lot. There's like the Cape Robin, and there's a lot of the big fish eagle is down at the bottom. A lot of species that you, as you go along the road from the first turn off here at Gamkas Kloof, there's for every minute, every second of the day you can stop, take your binoculars out, and what the bigger, more wildlife and stuff is going to be kudu, club springers is along the road, and then it's the Cape leopard is roaming around here as well. And so, it's magnificent even in the night time when you have a drive to see the kudus in the road. And if you're lucky, a little bit of the roycut or the lynx and stuff that's in the roads around you.
Now, earlier you were talking about that, the whole Western Cape is experiencing a drought, but I can imagine that out there in Gamkas Kloof, it is quite dry. Now, when is the best time for people from Cape Town or other parts of the world who might be listening right now to visit the area, and how long do you think is ideal for them to stay there?
Yeah, hot seasons is always a no-no for Gamkas Kloof, although we want people. Always remember December, January, February is the hottest months around in the Karoo. But from August to September, it's beautiful around here. The flowers is starting to bloom, like the spekboom and the Nemania capensis, the klapperbos we call it. So yeah, from there on, it's beautiful. All those months with R is wonderful to do. And definitely in winter time, people will think that Gamkas Kloof will always be extreme cold. It's not. The houses are so comfortable. Some of them got inside dry facilities, and also the old black stoves like the people used to cook their food on are there for guests and people to warm them up and then light that old black stoves and even brew a pot of coffee to get those old feeling about how the Gamkas Kloof is left down at the bottom.
Peter, lastly, is there anything else that I might have left out which you think is very important for the people of Cape Town to know about the area in Gamkas Kloof?
Definitely remember, when you're traveling to Gamkas Kloof, always remember you see that it'll turn off there at the sign and say it's only 37 kilometers down to the hill. And you think it's going to be only half an hour's drive, remember you need a lot of time. So about 2 to 3 hours driving time from the turnoff to down to Gamkas Kloof. And then always remember to fill up all your diesel tanks and petrol tanks before you leave a big town or Prince Albert or Oudtshoorn heading to Gamkas Kloof.
Peter, it's been an honor to chat to you this early morning. Dankie baie en geniet die rest van die ochend.
Bye-bye, dankie.
Dankie man, that's Peter Jobert there. He is the fifth generation on a farm in the area of Gamkas Kloof, which is a little valley 100 kilometers from Oudtshoorn.